This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A 34-year-old man was shot in the stomach after a fight near Lake Avenue and 7th Street in Racine late Saturday. Police say the shooter is cooperating. No charges have been filed. An elderly man was attacked and robbed in Kenosha near 39th Avenue and 77th Street Saturday night. The man's family is asking people living in that area to check their security cameras for video. The Racine Raiders won the Midwest United Football League Championship Saturday night.
Just 12 seconds left, a three-point Racine lead. Ball at the Racine 24-yard line. Championship on the line. Treadwell rolls out to his left, facing pressure, throwing, tip, intercepted. Kenny Schultz ends the game for Racine, and the Raiders will be Midwest United Football League champions.
It's the team's 12th title and caps their first season in the league. The Racine Unified Board will tonight consider new anti-grooming rules required by state law. The policy would apply to staff and volunteers, including contact out of school. Milwaukee election officials are planning new training after an error-delayed results from about 28,000 absentee ballots last week. Workers uploaded audit logs instead of vote totals. And Wisconsin is getting more than $140 million for rail improvements. The Hiawatha route through Racine and Kenosha will get new train cars. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Connie Feldman. Hunters can take action today. Bonus antlerless deer permits go on sale today in Wisconsin, with the numbers available depending on local deer populations. Forest zone hunters get the first chance to buy, while central farmland zone sales start tomorrow. Southern farmland zone sales begin Wednesday. All remaining zones open Thursday. The DNR says online buyers may be placed in a virtual waiting line, and people who enter the website will be assigned spots at random. A man in Madison will be spending more than 5 years in federal prison for illegally having a firearm. Jonnell Britt received 48 months in prison for possessing a firearm as a convicted felon and an additional 18 months for violating the terms of his supervised release. The 28-year-old pleaded guilty to the firearms charge in late April. In December 2025, law enforcement found a firearm concealed in a bag in his apartment, and an analyst with the Wisconsin State Crime Laboratory confirmed it had Britt's DNA on it. At the time of his offense, Britt was on federal supervision for an armed robbery conviction. Public school districts across Wisconsin are implementing new cell phone restrictions under state law. Districts are required to limit students' cell phone use during instructional time as they prepare for the new school year. State research links excessive smartphone use among children to problems with social skills, critical thinking, and impulse control. A Wisconsin Policy Forum report found schools with cell phone restrictions have seen improved classroom focus, stronger social connections, and lower levels of psychological distress. Districts, including Appleton and Neenah, say restrictions already in place have reduced distractions and improved engagement. The first Topgolf location in Wisconsin is now open in Monona. A ribbon-cutting ceremony was held this week for the popular entertainment venue. The location features a new Topgolf design with upgraded technology, arcade games, and enhanced sports viewing areas. A close primary fight gave way to a unity rally in Madison yesterday, where Francesca Hong joined the man who defeated her, Democratic governor nominee David Crowley. Hong drew strong cheers from the crowd as she appeared alongside Crowley, Governor Evers, and Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer. The gathering comes less than a week after Crowley's narrow win over Hong. Now, Democrats are turning their focus to the November race against Republican Congressman Tom Tiffany. Big money is continuing to shape Wisconsin's governor's race, with the state Republican Party reporting more than $10 million in new donations in 1 week. Dick and Liz Uihlein each gave $5 million to the party earlier this week. The Uihleins have also given millions to Republican legislative groups and political action committees. On the Democratic side, the state party reported $123,000 in donations of at least $1,000 since late July. Nearly 300,000 Wisconsin commercial drivers are part of a legal fight over whether the federal government can obtain their personal information. Wisconsin joined more than 20 states in suing the Trump administration after federal agencies sought 5 years of records from a national licensing database. State officials say the request includes sensitive information, such as Social Security numbers, and could put funding for the database at risk. A judge has temporarily stopped the demand while the lawsuit is considered. The federal government says it wants the CDL records to find commercial drivers who may be unsafe, unqualified, or improperly licensed. State officials say simple safety steps could save lives as Wisconsin leads the nation in fatal ATV and UTV crashes. The DNR reports 29 deadly incidents so far in 2026, including 15 rollovers. Wisconsin law also requires riders involved in a crash to report it to law enforcement right away and file a written report with the DNR within 10 days. And that's your state news update. I'm Connie Fellman for Civic Media News.
Tucker Kraft is back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from training camp in Green Bay, where the Packers' number 85, Tucker Kraft, is back at tight end, taking snaps during 11-on-11. Head coach Matt LaFleur.
I think you could be in for a treat today.
Kraft, back after suffering a torn ACL 9.5 months ago. I asked him if he's on a limited snap count for now.
Yeah, snap count for sure. Like I've said since the beginning of training camp, they have a plan for me, and week by week, they're going to gradually increase my snap count depending on the full rep range of practice. So, you know, my job is just out there and answer when my number's called.
The Packers play the Broncos in Denver this Friday. Baseball, the Brewers back home and have tonight off before hosting the Seattle Mariners tomorrow night. Lefty Kyle Harrison gets the start against Seattle right-hand pitcher Bryce Miller. The Brewers beat the Dodgers on Sunday 6-2. Logan Henderson with the win. The Crew took the series in L.A. 3-1. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be sunny today with a high right around 81 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, will drop to 65 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy with a chance of afternoon showers and thunderstorms. Our high right around 82. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com.